Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you this reimagined version of my podcast. This is where I get to dive deeply into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. To kick things off, I'm releasing some of my favorite episodes from my past shows, like Bedtime Bitching, Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story, all under this new name. It's the same fun and unpredictable vibe you know and love, just in one place. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this re-released episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I got too hyped and I didn't say everything properly. So first and foremost, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Anti-Meridian with Roxy, brought to you by Bodum. Bodum is a company that makes coffee and tea products. Like, they make mugs, they make kettles, they make all this kind of stuff. If you follow me, then you may have seen me using the pour-over coffee maker, which is my favorite way to make coffee now because it's super easy. But this mug, I need y'all to see this mug. I love this mug so much. There's no cap. Even before I started working with Bodum, I already had this mug. I already had the pour over coffee thing. So this is legit one of those times where you already like the brand and then you get to work with them. It's great. It's super dope. Okay, so this is a mini podcast. This is a mini podcast. So this isn't like a 30 minute or an hour podcast. This is going to be between 10 to 15 minutes. It's going to be every Monday at 9:30. I may change the time. Depends on if I want to do it earlier or not. But right now, I feel like 9:30 is a good time. Like, it's early enough for me to get myself kind of sort of situated and be a little bit... whatever that noise is, a little bit more meh, you know what I mean? Kind of in my bag. So I often get questioned on how I stay motivated, I work on a lot of projects at once. I'm not saying that that's the best way to do things, but that's just how I do things. I will admit that I do have ADHD and I do suffer from depression and have anxiety. So for me, working on multiple projects at once is actually helpful to me. But I get questioned a lot on like how I stay motivated, how I stay focused, and how I do the things I do. And I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I'm not the best. I'm not the best at any of these things. Anybody that's ever worked with me knows that like my focus will shift a lot. Anybody that works with me can also tell you that my scheduling is poor and I don't necessarily work well with deadlines. I am fully admitting all of this to you guys in this first episode because I want this to be a place where everybody's being honest and where we're like learning together. I feel like a lot of times when people talk about like motivation and focus and just getting goals done, people aren't completely transparent. And I feel like it sets people up for failure. I feel like people are like, you just got to work hard. You grind, you keep your nose down and you work, you don't eat, you don't sleep. Like, that's stupid. I feel like that's really stupid. And I feel like that sets up a false narrative. And I feel like it makes people think they're failing when they're not failing. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna be bringing guests on here that are transparent like me. I want people to understand like there's different ways to do things. There's different ways to get motivated. There's different ways to fulfill your goals and fulfill your life. So that's the purpose of this podcast. And for those of you that don't know, Anti-Meridian means AM. So that's just my annoying way of saying good morning, everybody. All right. So I had some questions that were submitted by you guys on my Instagram page. I think I posted on my other social media pages, but primarily on my Instagram page. Oh, and we actually have some comments. First and foremost, I'm using StreamYard. I love StreamYard because you can pull up the comments. So let's pull up some of the comments that we have really quickly. Getting out the way early. Agree. Let's get this out the way in the morning. and feel free to talk amongst yourself. If you have questions, leave them in the comments. I may not get to them today, but I may get to them eventually. I don't know what that eyebrow was doing. Wilding out was what it was doing. Okay, good morning. Buenos dias. All right, let's see. Okay, wait. I don't watch Roxy enough, but you're dope, Roxy. Thank you. I got ADHD, anxiety, depression, OCD, you name it. So we're all in the same boat. I feel like also like a lot of us suffer from different mental illnesses or learning disabilities or things of that nature. So hopefully this could be helpful to you guys. I want to also start off saying I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. I am just a comedian, writer, actor, cosplayer, all of those things, who does a lot of research and a lot of trial and error and all that kind of stuff. So don't ever take anything I say as law. Don't take anything anyone says on this podcast as law. These are opinions. These are just opinions. These are personal things that people do. Do not take them as law. But if there's something that is said that you can incorporate into your life, I would love that. That will make me very happy. Okay, so let's get to these questions really quickly. All right, so first question I got. How do you navigate through your least creative times? Okay, so we all have those times where we just don't feel creative. We maybe have writer's block or whatever. We just are not in the mood to do something. What I personally do is I'll take a break. Like I will take a break. I try to take, even if it's a 10, 15, 20 minute break, I try to do something. So I do a lot of things. I guess people call them random things. So like, you know, I learned how to play the ukulele. I'm learning Japanese. I'm learning Hawaiian. I'm learning French. And once again, I'm not great at these things, but these are just things I do. And I like to do a lot of different things and have a lot of different hobbies so that when I'm not necessarily in a creative mood, when I don't feel like working or I can't, I'll do one of those things. And I still feel like I'm accomplishing something. I still feel like I'm being productive and I still feel like I'm being creative and growing, but I'm not necessarily putting on that all that stress on myself to be creative. Sometimes depending on what it is. So like if I'm trying to write a joke and I'm just like having a block and writing the joke, I'll call my brother. So my brother is one of my favorite people in the world. Of course, it's like, you know, first best friend. And me and him have a very similar sense of humor. So if I'm trying to write a joke, I'll call my brother and we'll just start talking. And I guarantee in 5 or 10 minutes, I'll have something that I can work on or something I could go from. So maybe do that. Sometimes if you're not feeling creative, call a friend, go outside, do something else other than the thing you're doing and really be immersed in it. So I really started trying to be more mindful when I'm doing things. And I've started to try to, it's a song from Steven Universe called Be Wherever You Are. And it's just about like being in the moment. And I feel like a lot of times, like when we're trying to be creative, we're trying to do anything or even just having fun, we're not in the moment. So like if you feel like you're not really being creative, maybe turn off your phone or put it on do not disturb. My phone is always on do not disturb when I'm working because I'm trying to focus on whatever I'm working on. And I do notice that I tend to be more creative when I cut off other distractions. And I, once again, I say this as a person that has ADHD. I don't have it by me. I have one of those shake jars with the glitter in there. It helps like calm me down, but also like I could focus on that and bring my energy back to whatever task that I'm working on. All right, so next question. What's the hardest part of staying motivated in stand-up comedy? a lot. So I will say this. One of the most interesting things about stand-up comedy is how it's not as fun as you would think it is. Like doing actual stand-up is fun, but it's a lot of hard work. Like it's a lot of rejection. It's a lot of like people being mean. And when I'm saying people being mean, I'm not just talking about the audience or getting heckled. I'm talking about other stand-up comedians being jerks. And so it is hard going, especially when you're starting off and you're going to open mics and no one's really liking you. No one cares about your jokes. No one's interested in what you're saying. And you're not getting booked. You're just kind of working because you like to do it. And there's not really a reward in it when you start off. So it is really hard staying motivated in stand-up comedy. So I guess just the hardest part would be going up night after night, writing and writing and writing and not getting anything from it. Like I think I performed 2 to 3 years before I got booked. And when I'm saying before I got booked, I'm talking about even for free work. No one liked me. No one thought I was funny. No one wanted to book me. No one wanted to work with me. I maybe had like two or three friends in stand-up comedy that we would like kick it, but none of us were really getting booked. And so it's hard. It is definitely hard, but I knew that stand-up was something that I wanted to do. And I knew it was something that I could get good at. So I just kept doing it. And now, you know, I'm still not where I want to be, but I will say like, I've made a lot of progression and I've been doing it for 8 years. So that's a lot of time to invest in something that you know might not get a return. Like, I could never be famous, you know what I mean? But so that's just a hard truth you have to come to realize. Like, when you do anything, stuff may not go how you want it to go, but if you enjoy doing it, there's a way that you can find joy and motivation in it if you enjoy doing it. And I'm also for like, yo, if you don't enjoy doing this, cut it. Cut it. I will stop doing it. Like, if I'm doing something and I'm working and I don't like it, and I don't like, I hate when people are like, don't quit. Don't ever quit. You're a quitter. If you don't like it and it's not bringing you joy, stop doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about like passions. Like, if you're working and you need money, yes. But I'm saying like, if you're doing stand-up, it's been 10 years and every time you get on stage, you hate it and you're mad and you're not looking forward to shows and there's no passion and you're just, why continue to do it? I see no shame in stop doing something that you do not enjoy doing. There's no shame in that to me. Okay. How do you keep your focus while fighting the depression? Ha! Woo! That is very difficult. Sometimes I don't. Like I said, I'm going to try to be as honest as I can. Sometimes I do not. I feel as though if I'm having like a day, and if I feel like I just can't, then I won't. I used to try to push myself and be like, no, you gotta do it. You gotta like, and I'm just gonna, you know, trigger warning. Like, you know, I've been suicidal. I still have suicidal thoughts. If I'm having those thoughts, I can't. You know what I mean? Like, I literally can't, so I won't. You know, I try to schedule like live, you know, we're in the pandemic, but before, like, I would maybe do like two or three shows. And I would try not to cancel shows, but there was a point in time when my father passed away and I still went on stage. I should not have done that. I should not have done that. It was the worst show of my life. It was a competition show. I did terrible. I should not have went. I should have canceled it. I should have canceled it. And so I know some people are like, you got to push through it in the show business, this and this. I've created and built my life and my schedule in a way to where like, I don't necessarily have to do things. You know what I mean? And some days, like, I have different coping mechanisms. Like, once again, we're going back to Steven Universe. If I just really feel like I'm about to have a panic attack or stuff is coming on, there's a song, Here Comes a Thought. Here Comes a Thought by Steven Universe. And I'm not going to lie, that song has been helping me a lot. Like, I'll play that song and I just like really think and I breathe and I like meditate. Like, I've gotten really into meditation. I've gotten really into yoga. So that kind of helps. But like, if I legit can't and it's hard for me to get out of bed, then I won't. And I'm not going to push myself. And maybe, who knows, maybe I'll find different coping mechanisms. There is a book that I was listening to. It's on Audible. Oh, I'm going to find it really quickly because I love that book. And I love the series of books that this lady does. I think her name is Faith. Yep. Faith G. Harper. She is a psychiatrist. I believe she's a psychiatrist. She's some doctor. Psychologist. I don't know the difference. But her name is Faith G. Harper. I also follow her on Instagram. She has so many books about, and I can't say them because this is a PG podcast, but it's Un-F Word Your Anger, Un-F Word Your Boundaries. And she has one called Coping Skills. And that book is so helpful. I have used some of those skills. So depending on my level and what's happening in the depression, I try to use those, but sometimes I just don't. And somebody said it in the comments, we got to start listening to our bodies. I wholeheartedly agree. I will admit sometimes I will push myself and I'll push myself too far and then I'll end up crashing when I just shouldn't have pushed myself. I shouldn't have pushed myself. Like, we have to be okay. Once again, like, it may seem like quitting, but if that's what you need to do to get through the day, then quit. And I know that sounds bad, And like I said, I am not a doctor, but this is just what I do. If I need to quit, I'm going to quit. If I need to not answer the phone, then I'm going to not answer the phone. If I just need to not talk to anybody, I just need to not talk to anybody. And I'm really good at communicating. Like, I'm really good at communicating. I like communicating. So, like, I would just tell people, like, hey, I'm sorry I didn't talk to you for the last 2 weeks. I haven't been in the mood. Like, I couldn't. I can't process talking. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. So, like, we should not feel bad about not being able to do things that we can't do. Yeah, I feel your mental health has been out of control the past year. Stay strong. Meditation, music, and exercise always clears the mind. I agree. Like, whatever you need to do to cope, whatever you need to do to get through the day, people are going to say it's selfish. I don't care. I don't care if people think I'm selfish. I don't care if people think I'm being rude. I don't care if people are upset that I'm not speaking. I'll talk to you later. But I don't care, because at the end of the day, and once again, trigger warning, if I harm myself, I'm hurt. You know what I mean? Like, you'll be upset because I didn't talk to you, but if I'm hurting myself, I'm hurting. So I'm going to be selfish, and I'm going to not talk or not deal with people if I don't want to. Like, I legit feel like the only person I have to talk to or deal with is my child. Anyone else, I don't care who you are. If I don't want it, I won't. So I feel like maybe that's something that, I don't know how you can adopt that in your life, but if you can't, then don't. Do not. I don't care what anybody else says. Do not. Okay. But once again, this is just my opinion. If somebody breaks up with you or whatever happens, that's not on me. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. I'm going to do two more questions. How do you organize your time? Ha! Very poorly. Very, 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 very poorly. So I have to, once again, this is the ADHD. This is the all of this. Like, I need to be able to see what I'm working on. So I know a lot of people like, oh, they're like, I schedule in my phone. I set timers. That doesn't really work for me. I'm usually working at my desk. And so, like, I have several different calendars. I'm going to just show you guys what I do. And once again, this is just what I do. It helps me kind of, sort of. You know what I mean? Here we go. Woo. Okay. So what usually will happen is, let me just tell you guys everything that I'm currently doing right now, so you can understand what's going on. So right now, if you saw on my social media, I was part of a graphic novel anthology. So I wrote a comic and it just got published. So that's a thing. I'm also about to start writing for another company. I'll tell you guys about that later. Like, it's not official yet, but once it is, I'll tell you about that. So I'm about to be a journalist, right? I'm also working on a mixtape because I rap and sing. So I'm working on that, working on a book of poetry that I'm going to self-publish. I'm also working on an animated series. I am working on doing my music videos for my mixtape. I'm also working on a documentary. I am working out like a lot of you guys know, like, I semi-body built. So that's the thing. And that takes time. I'm also doing stand-up comedy. Not only am I doing stand-up comedy, I am doing social media. I'm doing podcasts. I work with All Deaf. So I'm on the All Deaf Cannabis page. I'm on the gaming page. I also stream. And I do sketches. And I edit those sketches. So all the sketches that you see, I edit those. The only stuff I don't edit is a music video that came out. But the other music video, I did edit, right? And I'm a mom. Thank you, GQ. I'm a mom. I have a 12-year-old daughter and a dog. So I'm a people mom and a dog mom. And then I have like 8 friends that I hang out with. So yeah, you know what I mean? And trying to date. Let's just be honest. And trying to date and trying to like have relationships and all of these things. And try to get my finances in order. So yeah, like, I'm doing a lot. And there's other stuff that I'm doing too. but I just do bits and pieces of those. Like, those aren't projects that I'm like, ah, I got to do right now. Okay, so, oh, and I do cosplay. So cons are starting up again. Sorry. Cons are starting up again. And so I'm going to be doing those. I do meet and greets. And I'm currently learning the ukulele. And like I told you guys, I'm learning several different languages right now. Right? Okay. So that is what I'm currently doing. So what will generally happen is I'll be out or I'll be here or whatever and something will happen. Or like, hey, somebody will be like, hey, I want to book you for this date. Right? I'll put it in my phone or whatever. So Sundays, let's start here. So Sundays is the day that I try to plan. So I'm sorry, the beginning of the year, the beginning of the month, and the beginning of the week is where I plan for those stuff. So at the beginning of the year, I try to plan out like events that I know that are going to happen. At the beginning of the month, I plan out like, okay, and this is something I just started doing with sketches because I had stopped doing sketches for a while. So at the beginning of the month, I try to plan out like how many sketches I want to put out a week, right? So then at the beginning of every week, I put the most important events down. So let me pull this off first. So this is my like year planner, right? And like, I have to write everything down. I have to write it down. Like it could be in my phone, but I have like 600 notes on my phone. I have to write it down. So I got this from Moleskin. I love Moleskin, right? So what I'll do first, and this isn't like a super busy week, so I'll show you this. This is like whatever. Okay. So this side has like the week. Let me make sure it's nothing on here that's secret. Okay, no, it's not. Okay. So this side, the left side has the week or whatever. So I'll go through like if it's events that I know I have to do, I'll go through and plot those, right? On the right side of this, I have like just certain things that I like to do every day. So on here, I have like meditate, yoga, workout, my phase routine, because I was breaking out real bad. I was real stressed. So I started doing like the 10-step Korean phase routine. It definitely works. It's a lot of products, but it definitely works. I journal, whatever, read a book, all that stuff. I try to plot it here. And then I write down my goals for the week here. So this is for like big events. So I could plan in the future, all that kind of stuff, right? Then I have this one. So on Sundays, and I didn't do it yesterday because I was really busy, but I'm going to do it today, actually, as soon as this is done. So I will go, I have a dry erase board, right? I have a dry erase board. And I will plot out my week. So I'll put the big events here. And this is like right by my desk so that I can look at it, right? And so now I just was reading this book about batching. So I'm going to try it this week and see what happens. So it's about batching different things that you do, right? So like Sunday's going to be my day to plan. Mondays I'm going to film. So I'm going to try to film as much stuff as I can today. So that, and then Tuesday I'm going to edit. Wednesday and Friday are going to be my writing day. So any writing projects that I need to work on, I'm going to focus on that those days. Thursday is going to be my contact day. So like reaching out to bookers, reaching out to cons, reaching out to just different people, checking all my emails, going through all that stuff. That's actually going to just be like paperwork day. So any contracts I need to go over, any emails I need to read, all that stuff is going to be on Thursdays. And then Saturday, we're going to see if I could do it like this. If I schedule how I want to, I want Saturday to be a specific day for me to spend time with my child and my dog, because I've been trying to make sure that I plan at least 2 hours a day to spend with my child. So whether we're watching anime, playing a video game, going into the park, going to do something. My daughter's older now, so I could take her to the gym with me. But just spending quality time. And like I said, I try to be mindful when I'm spending time with my child. So 2 hours, but like, I've been running myself ragged, y'all. I'm not gonna lie. Like last year I was super broke. So I've been running myself ragged. So Saturday, I'm going to try to make that like an off day, like an actual off day where I am spending time with my child, maybe hanging out with some friends, maybe going out. Now this stuff is open. People are getting vaccinated. Like there's more out happening. I'm going to try that for Saturdays, and comedy picking up. So I'm probably going to start having shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but at least Saturday morning, at least for most of the day, I could be able to spend that day and get some quality time and watch out, because she's 12 now. She's about to be a teenager. I need to make sure that I am spending time with her before she doesn't like me anymore, right? And then Sunday is my planned day, which is also going to be family day. You know what I mean? A family day, I'm sorry, but also planned day. So Sunday is where, once again, I plan out the week. I try to plan out the month. I try to plan out as much as I can, right? So that's that. Then, and I did not do this today, then I have my daily planner, okay? So this is where I plan my daily task. And some, and this is sometimes it's like, okay, I have to film, but sometimes it's just like, go to the store, get this stuff, finish this. If I have to, you know, just so that I can remember, it's my daily to-do list. And it's a running to-do list because sometimes you just don't finish the task. Sometimes you need more time to finish the task. So when that happens, I started, there is a guy on YouTube, his name's Brian Tracy, and he has so many videos on planning and goal setting, right? So he has the ABCDE method. And that's basically setting a letter next to your task in order of priority. So if it's an A task, that means you need to finish it that day. So if it's a B task, it's like, eh, C, whatever. D, I think it's delete, E, whatever. Right? So, and this is also by Moleskine. I'm mad because I didn't know this was the soft one. I like the hard cover, but this is still fine. So if I don't finish the task, like this is a task that's been due since January, but it's not super imperative that I finish it. So if I don't finish a task, I'll just highlight it in blue. And so on those Sundays when I'm planning or I'm going through stuff, or even on a Thursday, which is now going to be my paperwork day, I could go through and see if it's some tasks that I can knock out, once I finish all of my other stuff. So then if stuff is timed, I just set the alarm in my phone that day. Or the night before, I'll set the alarms on my phone. So like today, I'm doing a lot of filming. I'm doing my podcast Sundays, which is on All Deaf Cannabis. I'm filming. So some of these episodes of Anti-Meridian will be live, but some will be pre-recorded because I'll have some guests. So I have to film one of those later. I have a lot of stuff that I have to do today. So I woke up this morning at 5, set my alarms and all of that. Okay. So then, and this is not how I usually do it. This was because, like I said, I didn't get to schedule yesterday. This is just stuff that I need to do today. I got another dry erase board and I've been scheduling out my hours. And this is all just so I can feel better about what I'm doing. And so I'll be like, so 5 to 8 in the morning is my morning routine. So that's me yoga. If I'm doing cardio, I'll usually do my cardio in the morning, eating breakfast, getting my child ready. Doing my face routine, all of that stuff. And then the next is if I'm filming, whatever. I've been trying to block out my time just so that I could kind of get a flow and a better control of my day. Because what was happening with me before, I was double, triple, quadruple booking. I wasn't putting in time for me to, I would put an hour to go to the gym knowing good and well I'm going to be in there 2 to 3 hours because I like the gym. So I started scheduling time, buffer time. And it just made it easier. It just made it easier for me to have a visual representation of what I need to do. Okay. So that's how I schedule. Oh, and I also now have, I went back to this too, a monthly calendar. And I have my sticky notes. And I'm going to sticky note. I used to do it like this before. And it was really helpful just so I could see where I sticky note my big events on the month. So that I could just see. So the more visuals, the more stuff I have visually that I can see what I'm working on, it's harder for me to get distracted. Like I can look up and see the calendar and be like, oh, what you doing? We're working on this right now. I also started setting timers for my task. And this is a lot of information I'm giving you guys. And I'll break it down later because, you know, this isn't going to stop anytime soon and everything is ever evolving. But I set timers because I would spend 6 hours on a task that I should only be spending an hour or two on. So yeah, set timers, do all that stuff. And then it's all trial and error. It's all trial and error. So if you're doing something that doesn't work, like I said before, if it's not working, stop. I don't care if it worked for somebody else. If it's not working for you, stop it. What are you doing? Stop it. Okay. So there's that. So that's, that was a lot. And the coffee start kicking in. That's a lot, but that's how I schedule. And also, I want to point out, I have this all in my work area. I don't have any of this stuff in my room. So I don't know if you guys, so like my work area right now, because I'm in a pretty small apartment, is my dining room. It's just me and my daughter. I don't have people over. Even before Rona, I didn't have people in my house. What I need a dining room for? I'm not entertaining y'all. I got stuff to do. So the dining area is my work area. So my work, all my work stuff is in here. My bedroom is my bedroom. I go to sleep in there. But yeah, I go to sleep in there. But I don't want any reminders of work, no to-do list, none of that stuff is in my room. Now, if your work office is in your room, put a divider or put it up, like put it in a drawer, get you one of those fabric bins. You know what I'm talking about? Like, hold on, slide over. Get you one of these and put it in here so you're not looking at it all the time. Like, you need to be able to separate. Let me put that down before I keep talking. Separate your work from your rest. Separate your work from your play. Keep it separate. Put it away. Okay. And when you're done with something, put it away. You don't need it in your face all the time. Put it away. All right. So last question. And then once I do the last question, I'm going to go through some of your comments. And then we're going to end this episode. So let's see what we got. What song gets you focused or mellows you out so you can concentrate? I said I was going to make a list, but I ended up getting busy. But here we go. So I have a couple songs that mellow me out or chill me out. I have three different vibe playlists. So I made vibe playlists. I have lo-fi playlists. I'm going to just say first and foremost, lo-fi. Whenever I want to chill, just like the intro music you guys heard, I like to play lo-fi. I like to play lo-fi music and all of that stuff. Okay. So let's go to my vibe playlist. I'm going to try to pick out my favorite songs. Okay. There's a song called Stay Calm. I think I'm going to mispronounce this, but I'm trying my best. Cowper and Ayala. A-Y-E-L-L-E. So is that Elia? I don't know. I apologize. I'm trying my hardest. It's called Stay Calm, and it's really pretty, and it's like water running in the background. It's a really pretty song. Another song that I like, or I'll just say another overall group, I guess. They're called Idealism, and it's like, I don't even know, instrumentals. They're really good, so like I'll just put them on. I'll also listen to, like I said, Here Comes a Thought from the Steven Universe soundtrack. But yeah, usually like lo-fi, some type of jazz, chill hop, usually something without words, and I'll just put it on and chill, like vibe out. I rap, so I listen to a lot of beats, like a lot of instrumentals. So I just put on a beat and I just kind of chill and just meditate and try not to think about anything. Just try to breathe and just try to calm myself down. See, I just did it just now because the caffeine was kicking, and just breathe and calm myself down. So yeah, I heavily recommend lo-fi. I heavily recommend lo-fi. Okay, so let me go through some of your comments. Let me see if you guys have any questions. And then we're going to end. I said this was a mini podcast, but this was the first episode. So it definitely is the other episodes are not going to be this long. But it was the first one. So yeah. All right. Let's see. There's just some comments. Always take care of your mental health before everything. I wholeheartedly agree. American society makes you think you have to constantly keep moving, working, and on the go to be fulfilled. Find what makes you happy and make money off of that. I agree. There's this book called, what is the name of that book? I'm going to find it right now. It's a book about this guy that's a travel agent, and he goes to different countries and he sees how they live in comparison to how we live. And it's really, really good. I cannot think of it right now. If I think of it later, I'll post it. I ordered on Amazon and then they never delivered it and I never got my money back. But I had got it from the library one time. I'll find it and post it. No, I'm going to find it right now. We're not in a rush. I think I ordered it. Let's see. We're going to find this book. No. Oh, wait. Why am I on Amazon Sweden? What's going on? Yo, how do I get on Amazon Sweden? So I got to look it up later. But yeah, in the book, he talks about how you, like in other countries, like they have like time off. You know what I mean? And everything isn't about just God and, you know, like take a break. What languages are you learning, Roxy? I want to learn a language for sure. Spanish would be cool to learn. So right now, I am learning Japanese. Japanese is very, very difficult for a native English speaker because just of how Japanese is. And because of English being a bastardized language, it's very hard. So I have Duolingo. And Duolingo, I think, lets you do three languages at once. So yeah, so right now I am doing, I think it might let you do more, but right now I'm doing Japanese, Hawaiian, and French on Duolingo. And I'm doing audiobooks of Japanese because Japanese is the one that I really, really, really want to learn. ASL. So I'm doing some ASL. So I've been practicing ASL with Disney songs. So like, this place called Slaughter Race. So yeah, so that's how I help myself learn languages. I listen to songs, listen to Disney songs, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, recommend Duolingo, Duolingo, audiobooks, and music. I'm so glad you were talking about this, Roxy Hayes, because I don't feel like some people understand how busy we are. So far busier than people. Yeah, we, like most of us are busy. Like most people that are influencers or just do anything, we're way busier than we think. And some of us aren't as busy as we think. You could be busier, but it's fine. Do whatever makes you happy. A good friend of mine used to do ASL to death metal. That's fire. That is fire. I'm asking like two more questions. I really like this, Roxy Ace. I'm looking forward to more of these episodes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, GQ. Where was it? I just saw it. How do you rework your schedule if unexpected events happen? That's a really, really good question. That happens all the time, especially because like I have a kid or I do 50 things or like I film and I'm on all these different channels. And sometimes like the episodes aren't scheduled. Like we'll be doing live. So it's like, hey, can you hop on here or somebody will cancel? Like that's just the entertainment business, period. I've been in the middle of filming something and then I got called to film something else for like TV or something else or write something or a meeting. So like happens all the time. So what I'll do is I try to just like layer my day with things. And it goes back to the priority thing. Like if I'm working on something that is a B priority and something and an A priority comes, the B priority is just going to have to wait. And I just kind of skip, I kind of look at it like, which of these is more important? My daughter is always the most important. So like I've been in the middle of filming, but if something's wrong with my daughter, I'm out. Like if that's an issue, then that's an issue. Especially now, like working from home, I think more people are understanding like stuff's going to come up. Stuff is going to happen. And so we just have to be able to maneuver with that. But like, I think it's just prioritizing. So like, yeah, if my daughter's like, hey, I'm not feeling good. If I'm in the middle of filming something, I'm going to stop. Because she's throwing up. I'm going to stop. I'm going to leave. Not like, hey, baby. No, I'm going to go over there. Or like if I have a meeting and I'm doing something and it's a very important meeting, I'll see if I can reschedule. But if I can't, I just have to go do the thing that's more important to me. And we'll get more into that and prioritizing and all that kind of stuff later. I am not an expert at these things. I'm not great at this. I'm going to be bringing people on that are way better experts and way more organized than me, but I'm always going to just try to be honest with you guys and tell you guys what helps with me. And this is going to be the last question. What type of meditation do you practice? and what's your religious spiritual belief? I wasn't going to answer the religious question at first, but it's part of this. So I will. I'm agnostic, so I'm kind of like, hey, whatever you want. That's your business. But my meditation, I practice yoga meditation, and I forgot the name of the other one I do, but it's one where you like are essentially building an image in your mind. So you are focusing on whatever image. It could be an image, it could be a person, but I really focus on that and breathing. But yoga meditation is probably my favorite because I like moving my body and I like that and really focusing on like listening to my body and listening to my breathing and all of that stuff. So once again, that is going to conclude this episode of Anti-Meridian with Roxy Hayes. Thank you guys very much for checking out this episode. I really appreciate you guys. If you have any questions, you could DM me, send me a message, like, and make sure to tell me it's for this podcast or I'm just going to answer it. That happened yesterday. I thought they were just asking me a question. But if you want me to answer it live on here, ask me in my DMs. I usually try to answer DMs. I will probably be checking all the DMs Thursday because that's my paperwork day. And shout out to Bodum once again. They have coffee mugs. They have coffee makers. They have kettles. They have all of these things that can help get you motivated in the morning. Check them out at Bodum.com. Go follow them on Instagram. Make sure to tell them that Roxy Hayes sent you. And I look forward to talking to you guys the next AM every Monday, 9:30 AM Central, unless I change the time. All right, bye, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, R-O-X-X-Y-H-A-Z-E. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/Roxy Hayes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.